All right. And we are live. Welcome to the Contagious Thoughts Podcast, the podcast where we share our thoughts to inspire dreamers to make their dreams into a reality. Why the name, might you ask? Well, because thoughts filled with purpose are contagious. I'm your host, Darwin, and if you are new to the show, we are officially in the off season. And the off season is the period of time in between seasons where I take a little bit of a break, not really a break because I still drop every week, but it's a chance for us to plan for season two and just take a little bit of a breather. But really, it's for gearing up for season two. I give the analogy of sports, like in the off season, they're training and getting ready for the regular season. That's what this is. We're training, getting ready for the regular season. A quick note, and then we'll dive right in. In the off season, we are dropping every week still, but every other week is going to be a full episode, like a full kind of long form episode like we normally do. And then in the off weeks, like this week, then we'll have like shorter episodes that are just either just me or just me and my wife. With that, let's dive on in. So, quick reminder, if you're watching this on YouTube, please subscribe. Just hit the subscribe button and then hit the bell. Also, be sure to leave a comment and tell me what you think. Please share your feedback, and also be sure to subscribe to our Patreon where we get additional content, unreleased episodes for only $5 a month, and it's a great support for the channel. Also, feel free to check out some merch. I'm wearing merch right now. There's a hoodie behind me, so be sure to check it out. With that, let's dive on in. So the last solo episode, we did a recap of episode 11 with Ryan Rashid, and there's just like so much in that episode that I took away, and I want to share my thoughts with you guys. I have three takeaways. So my three takeaways: number one, one of the biggest things that stood out to me in that episode was the idea that we want to set goals, right? We obviously have dreams that we're trying to achieve, and we want to set goals, but we want to give ourselves the freedom in the future to change our mind. So my personal philosophy is I'll change my goal, but I don't ever want to change my dream. And it's okay, like, if your dream actually changes, like your dream as you mature and change and grow up, maybe it'll change. But for me, like, what I've realized is that my dreams tend to stay fairly consistent, but maybe my goals might change. And there may be a time that because of a life circumstance that I can't go about hitting my goals, or because of a life circumstance, a goal that I set in a previous life stage no longer makes sense. And so it's okay for me to change the goal because that goal no longer works like with my life. And an example could be, you know what, after year one, I want the podcast to be bringing in $100,000 of revenue, right? And once I get into podcasting and I actually learn about what it actually looks like practically, maybe that goal changes. And some may say, well, shame on you. You changed the goal because you couldn't hit it. And it's like, or another way to look at that, at least the way I look at that, is like, I changed that goal because I realized what it actually took to make that $100,000. And maybe I realized, you know what? It's not realistic to expect to make that after 1 year of podcasting. Even some of the greatest, like Alex Hormozi, he said it took him 4 years for his podcast to actually take off. Look at how long, like Social Proof Podcast, or just all the great podcasts that you follow. Maybe some of them blew up overnight, but a lot of them probably didn't. And so maybe that goal needs to change, not because you're like, you know, like lazy or not a hard worker or don't have the strategy. It's the goal has to change because you realize like what it actually took. Or maybe you realize that, well, when I made that goal, I was early on in my journey, didn't have the experience or the knowledge to properly set an achievable goal. And I believe in stretch goals and all, but even stretch goals have to be possible, right? Or practical or achievable. So to wrap up point number one, I believe in setting goals, but giving myself the freedom to change my mind about that goal. But even though my goals change, my dream shouldn't change. I don't want to give up on my dream. but maybe I need to find different goals to help myself actually reach those dreams. So that was a big takeaway for me. The second takeaway for me was the way that Brian Rashid in episode 11 defined fulfillment. And the way that he can determine if he is fulfilled is he asks himself this question. He says, do I wake up every day with the ability to do something that is aligned with what's true for me? And am I enjoying the process of it? And he added on to that point by saying, you can celebrate the journey in a way where you almost forget where the destination is. And I loved that because we can get so fixated on the goal and the end destination for whatever journey that we're on and forget to enjoy the process. And I personally believe that a lot of the joy is in the journey. It's in the process. And if I'm pursuing a certain dream, right? Like for me, I'm building a media company. I have a podcast. I love creating. I love creating using video, right? And I'm growing this company, but I also love the process. Like I have a dream and of where I want to get to. I have a destination in mind, but I also love the process. Like I love the journey. And I find joy in it because this is truly my dream. This is truly what I love doing. I love creating. And so sometimes we can get so focused on the end destination that we forget to enjoy the journey and the process. And say it's going to take you 10 years to achieve that dream. That just means it's 10 years of your life that was not wasted, but that was spent not actually being present and enjoying it. So I would rather enjoy the process and enjoy the destination. Doesn't mean to go easy on yourself. Last point on that, I think that we do that partially because we're afraid to let ourselves off the hook. We're like, well, if I enjoy the journey too much or the process too much, I'll get comfortable and I'll just settle and say, well, I love it here. So I don't need to keep on pushing towards that goal. I think it's actually quite the opposite. I think that if we enjoy the process and enjoy the journey along the way towards our destination, I think that's going to actually incentivize us to continue on the journey and keep on pressing towards our goal. That's been true for me so far. As you guys follow me, let's see if it continues to be true, right? That was point number two. I love that. And it's a great question to ask yourself when you wake up every day. Just to recap point number two or takeaway number two, the question he asked himself to check in with himself to see if he was living a fulfilling life was, do I wake up every day with the ability to do something that is aligned with what's true for me, and am I enjoying the process of it? So lastly, point number three is to think about the moments, right, that you will look back on and wish that you were more present. And instead, just be fully present for those moments right now. And fully present, meaning like hyper present. Like extremely present, where you're like blocking out everything else that like things from the past that maybe you have resentment or bitterness towards, like find peace in those things, like block them out or come to a place of peace with those things. And then same with things about the future, like that you might be anxious or worried about, put those aside or find peace in those things so that you can be fully present in a moment. Like hyper present, like in the moment. Like if you're talking to somebody, you're so present with them that it's like no one else in the world exists except for that person. And not only will that make your relationships richer and more full, but I also think that it allows us to actually enjoy life the way that it's supposed to be enjoyed, which is in the present, not in hindsight. I'm sure that we can all relate to moments where we were in a particular moment, and in that moment, we weren't really happy. We were miserable. We were anxious. We were worried. We were distracted by something, not fully present, right? And then a friend or a family member or a loved one recalls that moment with you and like, oh, remember when we went to that football game last year? And it's like, oh, yeah, that was so good. And you look at pictures and videos, and that's how you enjoy it. Like you're enjoying it like in hindsight, like looking back. But then when you really think about it, you're like, well, I didn't actually enjoy it like in the moment. in the moment, man, I was pissed at my ex, or I was pissed at my significant other, or I was anxious about whatever, fill in the blank, or I was distracted by whatever. So I didn't really enjoy it while I was there. But now I'm enjoying it as I look back at the pictures in the video, the videos about it, you know? And it's like, instead, try to be aware of what those, like those special moments, and enjoy them in the present. And maybe those special moments are every moment, and we just can practice being hyper present in every moment as much as we can. I'm human. I struggle with this big time, but it definitely is. It's a goal of mine. And I love this piece of advice because it's the way I want to live life. It's something I can strive for. And I think that if I keep this in mind, it will only make my life richer and only make my experiences richer. I'd rather enjoy it now so I don't have to like reference it in the future to enjoy it. And then my enjoyment is only like at that point in time. It wasn't actually in the moment. Last point I'll say on this is I would rather enjoy it both ways. I'd rather enjoy it in the present, like fully enjoy it in the present, like with that hyper presence, right? Focusing on what's right in front of you and blocking out the past and the future as much as possible. Well, blocking out and coming to peace with the past and the future as much as possible so that you can fully focus on the present, this term called hyper presence, right? So that you can enjoy it then in the present. And when you look back on it, you can also enjoy it even more then and be like, wow, that moment was so rich. That moment was so awesome. Man, I was really present that day and I really enjoyed that moment. And now when I look back on it, I get to enjoy it in past tense, like in retrospect as well, right? So those are my three takeaways. If you haven't watched episode 11, please go check it out and be sure to leave a comment and let me know what you thought about it. And I would love more feedback from you guys. Like you can DM me if you're too shy to leave a comment, but I would love to know, like, what do you guys appreciate about the podcast? What are your takeaways from certain episodes? Like, it helps me to know what's working so I can keep on doing the things that are working and that I can pivot or step away from the things that are not working, right? With that, it's time to transition to the no regrets segment of the show. Come on, hey. Now, the no regrets segment of the show, for those of you guys who are not familiar, it's a segment of the show where we have a chance to reflect on the episode and we can answer the following two questions. Number one, is there anything that was said during the show that you regret saying? Number two, anything that you did not say during the show that you wish you did say? And with that, let's dive in. And with these shorter episodes, it's like there's not as much to reflect on with the no regret segment of the show. But one thing that I do want to say as far as a regret is I wish that I had more like real life examples for each of those points. So that's something that I actually want to work on for the next kind of shorter form episode like this one, which would be dropping in not next week, because next week is going to be a full episode. It would be the week after next. So 2 weeks from today, or 2 weeks from the Tuesday that this episode was dropped. And so I'm going to keep that in mind and try to come with more examples, because I think that could only just bring the takeaways to life even more. So guys, this was fun. Give us feedback. Join the Patreon. It supports the podcast. If you're looking for a way to really support the podcast, there's a $25 a month on Patreon as well. But if you can't afford that, just do the $5 a month option. Go to Patreon. Links down in the show notes. Much love to you guys, and we'll catch you guys next time.